Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be learning Tehillim Kuf Chav Tes, Song 129. We're continuing with the Shirei HaMa'alos, the Songs of Ascents. In Kuf Chav Ches, the previous song, we just ended with the feeling of a beautiful, peaceful home and family, and our wishes that there should be peace in all of the nation. Shalom al Yisrael, such serenity, such comfort. What a beautiful ending. What a wonderful feeling. And I would think that when you get to this point, the next step would be something like even more lofty than this picture of shalom bayis, of peace in the home, where we see not only our children, but our grandchildren in such peace with everybody. And then immediately after, the very next level of ascent is this Tehillim, where we will see images of suffering. This suffering is the suffering of individuals and the suffering of the Jewish people as a nation. The Radak explains at the very beginning that the nation of Israel in Golut, in exile, is compared to the lifespan of a person. The Golus, the exile, began in our youth, and we've suffered since the beginning, and the suffering keeps lasting longer and longer. It's going into our old age. Let's begin. Shir HaMa'alos, Song of Ascents, Rabas Tsraruni Min Urai. They have brought me such pain since my youth. Yomar Na Yisrael, let Israel declare this now. It's as if someone is introducing the song and saying, it's okay, we can say it. We're having tough times. Things aren't so easy. As a nation, we're going through sorrows, through pain, and as individuals, we're going through pain. And this song is forcing us to be honest with ourselves and recognizing not only our individual pain, but Yomar Na Yisrael, all the Jewish nation say this because there is anti-Semitism that comes up again and again, and it's painful. And if you look at the beginning, this is a song of ascents in the same way that peaceful lives give us an opportunity to ascend and elevate ourselves. So do tsaros, so do distresses. And with that, we'll continue. Pasuk Beis, Rabas Tsraruni Minu Urai. And we respond, they have brought so much pain since my youth. You're right, we're in a lot of pain. Things aren't easy. But, and now we have the eyes of Tehillim, David HaMelech gives us a way of looking at our pain, but lo yachluli, but they never conquered me. We're still here. We've had pain after pain, sorrow after sorrow, distress, anti-Semitism again and again, but they have not been able to conquer me, to conquer us. In a way, this is like the Vishisha Amda of the Shir HaMa'alos. You know, as we say on Pesach, Vishisha Amda Shalo Echad Bilvad Amar Aleinu L'chaloseinu, that it's not just one nation that came upon us and tried to destroy us. It's happened in every single generation. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Mi'adam, and Hashem helps us, saves us from their hands. And now the song continues with clear images that help us understand the pain that we're going through. Pasuk Gimel, it's an image of the field. Al gabi harshu harshim, the plowers plowed on my back. I couldn't do anything. They're hitting me from the back. They're destroying me in this very vulnerable position. And they think by hurting me, they're going to be able to grow so many seeds, forests, produce. They're going to have so much production from my pain. He'erichu lema'anisam, and they lengthen their furrows, meaning a furrow is usually only so long where the farmer plants the seeds in the furrow. But it's as if the goyim, those nations, made the furrows longer and longer, and they keep trying to plant, they keep trying to get ahead and produce on our backs. But, Pasuk Dalet, Hashem Tzadik, Hashem is righteous. Kitzeis avos rasha'im, and he broke the yoke that was on us from the wicked. Time after time, says Metzudas David, Hashem did not allow them ultimately to totally destroy us. Or as the Radak says, it's written here, Hashem is righteous, and he will not allow ultimately the Rishaim, the wicked people, to destroy us. Pasuk Hey. Yevoshu v'yisogu achar kol sonei Tzion. All those who hate Tzion will be ashamed and they will turn back. They will not be successful, even though right now they keep planting and hurting us in order to be successful, but it will not work. They will ultimately be ashamed. Now notice something that the Radak says. He refers to those people who are hurting us as sonei Tzion, those who hate Zion, who hate Israel, the country of Israel. And the Radak says, Ha'umos einam sonei Tzion. The nations don't hate Israel. They love Israel. That's why they're always fighting about Israel. But Perusho, what it means here when it says that they hate Israel is sonei b'nei Tzion v'heim Yisrael. They hate those who identify with Tzion, the Jewish people. They hate the Jewish people. And what they say is that they hate the land of Israel, but the Radak says they don't hate the land of Israel. And I don't think this has changed at all. And nowadays, and this is why I wanted to stress this Radak, it's not that they are angry at the land of Israel per se, or even at the government of Israel. It's about the Jewish people. Pasuk Vav. Yiyu kechatzir gagos shekadmas shalaf yavesh. What will happen to these nations and what has happened in the past and what will happen in the future is they will be like grass on rooftops. When you grow or you attempt to grow grass on the rooftops, it might look nice for a short amount of time, but before it's even picked, it withers. It's not grounded on the rooftop. It's so close to the sun that it dries out and it's not firmly enrooted in the ground. And therefore, even though in the moment it will look very pretty, the flowers on the rooftop, it will not last forever. They will not have success. Shalom mile kapo kotzer, v'chitzno ma'amer. That the reaper won't be able to fill his hand, nor the binder the sheaves in his arm. Meaning those who grow and want to come back with a plethora of produce, they won't even have enough produce. They will not even have enough pride to fill their hands or their arms. They will wither away. Pasukres. And now we continue with another expression showing the lack of success that they will have. V'lo amru ha'ovrim birkas Hashem aleichem. And those who pass by as they're reaping won't say Hashem's blessing is with you. What used to happen, and we see this from the Megillah of Rus with Boaz when he met the reapers. What was standard when you met the reapers who were reaping the field, people would address them and say, Hashem should bless you, you should have a good crop. But it's as if people are going to see these nations that are trying to produce based on bringing us down, based on hurting the Jewish people. And eventually, no one's even going to bless them that they should be successful because it's going to be so clear that they're not accomplishing anything other than destroying themselves along with trying to destroy the Jewish people. No one's going to say, Beirachnu eschem b'shem Hashem, a similar expression, we bless you in the name of Hashem, as they watch them trying to see their accomplishments and feel proud of their accomplishments that they try to do based on hurting the Jewish people, because they will see ultimately that they didn't accomplish and they don't have pride and they shouldn't have pride with what they attempted to do. With that, we end the Tehillim. In Tehillim Kuf Chaf Dalet, the Shir HaMalos, which we saw a few days ago, it also talked about the distress that's put upon us by others and how Hashem saved us. And that song talks about our focus on being released and being saved so that we can move forward. Here we focus on the fact that the perpetrators will not be successful. But as we end this song, we're still in pain. We just know that it won't last forever. So how is that a song of Shir HaMa'alos, of ascent, when we're ending the place of the song and we're still in the tsar, the pain that we're going through in the moment? It's very hard to move forward or to move upwards when the tormentors are walking all over us and extending their torture so it doesn't seem to ever end. The pain of Gullah seems endless. How do we move ahead? How do we elevate ourselves at this time? Or my personal pain seems so endless. How can I elevate myself? So it almost sounds like the title is a tease. The title of This is a Song of Ascension is teasing us. But there are times that the very abyss that we fall into becomes the trigger to elevate ourselves. You know, sometimes saying all is good, it's all fine, everything is good, is very nice. And it is a good thing to say, especially when it's really true. But often that may keep us stagnant and complacent even where we are in life. But then there are times when we focus, Rabas Tsiraruni, we're going through so much pain. It's not easy. And that feeling of being in pain can bring us to develop such a strong relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem. And through that relationship, we see strength within ourselves that we never imagined we have. And if you move on to the next song, which we'll see tomorrow, we once again attempt, or we move higher, Shir HaMalos Mima'amakim. We have hit the lowest point, and that lowest point is now going to propel us to reach such high heights. Thank you for learning together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.